It's a big year for King and Country. They were nominated for 2 Grammys, and they won 2 Grammys. One for the album Burn the Ships, the other for the song God Only Knows. They recorded that version with Dolly Parton, and now they're kicking off a Canadian tour. Luke Smallbone from For King and Country is with us right now. Good morning, Luke.
Yes, good morning, Todd, and good morning, Steve. How are you guys doing today?
Well, we're doing pretty good. Now, I saw that you guys stepped away from social media to start off 2020, and you've recently just come back on. Why did you do that?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, man, we, there's always just so much, especially in our line of work. You know, there's always, if you're not doing shows or you're not writing songs, you know, what we've been doing on socials, what you get, you know, and it just gets a lot. And I think that we realized, man, to kind of really shut it down and refresh, we just needed to kind of step away for a little bit. Yeah, so yesterday was kind of the first day back at it. I was working on the Christmas music yesterday, or attempting to. So we're kind of, yeah, we're back in it a little bit.
So, Luke, how was it? Was it hard or was it easy?
Well, yeah, especially on the professional side, it is easy just because, you know, you're always, you know, social media is your mouthpiece to the people. And so if you want to say something, you want to think through it. So not having to kind of think through it all the time, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Was helpful just to kind of be at home and be with family. I mean, we really had 2 weeks of home where there was not really any work at all taking place. And I think that was just really, it's really, really refreshing. I don't think that we're necessarily very good at being still these days. And so, you know, to be able to take those kind of moments, trying to be intentional about it, I think it's very helpful.
Well, congratulations on winning the Grammys for Burn the Ships and God Only Knows. From what you're hearing about that song, what's been the impact that it's had?
One of the reasons why I was hopeful to, when we were writing the song, and just hopeful to have this song be written the way that it was, you never really know when you're writing these songs if it's going to connect or whatever, but the original kind of dream was to have a song that could actually just talk about, hey, the things that you've done in your past that you feel ashamed of, you know, God only knows what those things are, and yet despite those things, which you might think are horrendous or horrible or whatever, or you're ashamed of, that there's still this love that God only knows, you know, that there's this love that is inexplainable there for you. I mean, man, if I was to talk about the amount of stories that I've heard about people that were about to commit suicide, people that needed pretty substantial healing in their life because of some things that have taken place when they were young or even some, you know, the month before or the year earlier, whatever it might be. It's not just like 100 emails or it's not just 100 comments. I mean, it's thousands upon thousands. I mean, that song, I don't think we had any understanding of what, when we wrote the song, what it would actually be in people's lives. And we've really been able to see God work through it. And like I said, I think it, to be able to know that you're known and still loved, I mean, that's the ultimate love.
And you've recently recorded that song with Dolly Parton. So I have to ask, did you, your brother, and your families get lifetime passes to Dollywood out of it?
I don't know if we got lifetime. We did go to Dollywood over the kind of Christmas, New Year's break. And it was the first time we played Dollywood, like, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 times, you know, something like that. We played there a bunch. And we've never actually, like, gone on any rides there. We've never done any of that. And so, sure enough, we did get in for free. They
nice.
Said, "Come on, we're gonna have you on us, our treat." So that was pretty cool.
Nice. And what was it like to work with Dolly Parton? Was she as nice as everybody says?
Man, she really was. She, you always heard that she was just so gracious and kind and all that. And she is as advertised. I mean, she's really a real sweetheart. Like she just, and I don't think that it's a show. I just think that that's who she is. She's just a very genuine, kind person. And, you know, for us to have been able to work a little bit with her, you know, we when we did the CMA live performance, during rehearsals, we had never once actually sung it correctly and together. And so she called us back. She's like, "Well, can we go back to the dressing room and let's go over it a few more times," and she just could not get this one part. And so what most people don't realize is the only time that we sung it correctly was live on television. That was the only time we sung it correctly. So yeah, it was good to get to know her for sure.
Fantastic. For King & Country, live at Meridian Hall, March 13th. Their album is called Burn the Ships. The website is for kingandcountry.com. We've been speaking with one of the brothers, Luke Smallbone. Thanks, Luke.
Hey, man. Thanks for the time. I appreciate it.